welcome to episode 55 of the AA meeting. My name is Jamie Briggs. I am the editor-in-chief of Analog Addiction. Want to thank you for joining me. This is the weekly gaming podcast. We go through about everything big that happened last week in gaming. Before I do that, though, I wanted to say a big thank you to everyone who helped last week. We actually got a really huge amount of numbers. We shot up to top 20 in Podomatic's top video game podcast. If you don't know, Podomatic is where we actually host the show. From there it goes to iTunes and you can download it from there for free, or over just stream it over on Podomatic. We were actually sitting in the top 1000 at one point of podcasts overall, which is astounding. There's a lot of podcasts there, and big thanks for giving us a listen, getting us up there. Hopefully we can hit even higher this week. Firstly, if you don't know, we usually talk about what I've been playing. Now, last week I had a fairly extensive look at the PS4. This week has mainly been playing Assassin's Creed 4 Black Flag. Now, I spoke about it a little bit last week, and I've finished it 93% synced, almost platinum trophy on it. Basically, 37 hours. There's a lot of content there if you're, looking to spend a lot of time with the game on next generation hardware, or even current generation, still same amount of content, just different visuals. Basically, I did enjoy it. Now I finished it. Now, I was a little iffy on it last week, and there was a few things that didn't sit right. There's still a few things that didn't sit right with me overall. I'm in the midst of writing the review at the moment, so I'm not going to talk about all the bad stuff, but if you're an Assassin's Creed fan, and if you do like the idea of pirates, if you like the taste of naval missions that we got last year, then this definitely is a game that you should be looking into, because there's not only a lot of content, but there's also tons of collectibles, barely any load times, impressive visuals. There's a lot of atmosphere when you're on your ship too. I really enjoy, you're cruising in the sea shanties. That's a hard thing to say. Edward Genwei is a definitely great character. I really enjoyed him. I might even say he's better than Ezio in a way. But like I said, I'm writing the review. I'm hoping it will be published tonight, if not tomorrow. But keep an eye out for that. I'm still not 100% certain on a score yet. I do think it's better than AC3, but I think there's a lot of problems that AC3 has, that AC4 still has, that they haven't really tried to fix, which is an issue for me. So we will look at that very soon, and you can check that out on analogaddiction.org. Moving along, I was at friend's place. They also have a PS4. I spent a good amount of time playing Injustice, Gods Among Us, Definitive Edition, I think it is. But we were playing that. I'm not good at fighters at all, but I really enjoyed what was here, even though I did suck at it. Visually, it doesn't seem to have changed that much from the PS4 version, which I had tried a little bit. I do like the characters, the fact you get all the DLC characters as well. There's a ton of extra skins, tons of stages, there's a lot there. I didn't actually dabble in the storyline. My friend did, he said he was enjoying it. Me personally, like I said, it was just multiplayer with friends, and that's a lot of fun, having four people around switching controllers that they're about, and had a good time. I'm not quite sure if it was 2v2 local co-op, but either way, we didn't have enough PS4 controllers, so if you are looking to do that, and if that is a thing, that might be a little bit issue. But aside from that, it was a lot of fun. Also, dabbled in LEGO Marvel Super Heroes. I am reviewing that. I still haven't actually started it on my own. But I played some local co-op with a friend. The only main issue was the split screen is a little annoying. Basically, you'll be playing. Think of the Mario co-op games. You have one screen, and if you go away, you die, you respawn. But in LEGO Marvel, it actually splits. The screen starts to split the further you go away. And the issue here is there's times where the screen should be together, because you can't actually see your character on your screen. You have to look on the other person's screen. And it's just a little cumbersome. I'm not a big fan of that. It's a cool idea. It's not definitely having to be split screen 24/7, but it will merge around what you're doing. I think it doesn't quite work though, but what was there, it was fun so far. It's LEGO, it's what you would expect.
The characters, it looks like there's a ton of them, but I hope to dive into that a little bit later this week. So that's everything I've been playing. Still tons of other games I want to jump into, but at the moment, that's what I'm sitting at. Now, let's hop into the news. Firstly, The Novelist will be launching December 10th, which is actually tomorrow in Australia, and I think it'd be 2 days in America. If you don't know, The Novelist is developed by Kent Hudson, good friend, actually, from Analog Addiction. We've interviewed him before. He set me up with a code for The Novelist that will probably be my next review. It looks very interesting. You're this ghost, you live in this house, this family comes in, and you have to try and help the father. You know, he's a novelist, and he's having dilemmas with his family, so I'm really looking forward to playing that, and once this review is written, I will be definitely jumping into that, so keep an eye out for my review coming later this week, like I said, alongside LEGO Marvel. Moving on to PS4 sales, we haven't really been told any more of the Xbox One in terms of sales, but for the PS4, it was confirmed 2.1 million consoles have been sold worldwide. Like, that's not shipped, that's sold to consumer, and that's very impressive. We know there was the 1 million in North America in the first 24 hours, then it was confirmed that 700,000 was sold since November 29. Now, I think this was up until December 3rd. So they've had another 6 days to sell more. I think Black Friday had just passed, so I'm not sure if that's included. And let's be honest, Christmas shopping is really happening at the moment. So we'll get a bigger idea of which console is doing better in January. But impressive numbers at the moment. Now, there wasn't a lot of big news last week. The main stories came out of the VGX Awards, which were yesterday. And basically, you know, there wasn't huge stuff announced, but we'll go through a few of the main stories. Like I said, there's not too much to talk about. Telltale came out and announced two things, actually. They confirmed that they are doing the Game of Thrones game. They said it's going to have big battles that you would expect from Game of Thrones, but it will be done in the Telltale fashion. They also came out and announced Tales from the Borderlands, which is a collaborative with Gearbox, which was really just out of left field. I didn't expect anything along this lines. Apparently you're going to be playing as wannabe Vault Hunters, aside from that, we don't really know much about either game. Game of Thrones, you know, it kind of makes sense. We've seen what they can do with the TV comic property before, but with Borderlands, another game, are we going to see characters from the series? Is there not going to be any shooting? Is it just going to be, as you would expect, you know, point-click? We'd assume so. But it's very odd in an interesting way. It's something different, you know. But I guess we will see how it does overall. But yeah, we expect those two games next year sometime. But until then, Walking Dead is still coming up. And so is the Wolf Among Us episode 2. Hopefully that'll come eventually. Now, like I said, not much news. One of the other big stories that came out was Tomb Raider Definitive Edition was announced. Basically, there will be a Tomb Raider Game of the Year Edition, which will come into PS3 and Xbox 360. But there's also a Definitive Edition, which will be coming to Xbox One and PS4. Now, apparently they've re-upped everything. You know, they built it entirely on next-generation consoles. And it looks like they're really looking to push Tomb Raider, which is great, because Tomb Raider, this title was awesome. I reviewed it, gave it a really strong score. It's, I won't lie, it's in talks with our Game of the Year, which is underway at the moment. And I'm definitely looking to purchase this game. I reviewed it on 360, and I would love to get that Platinum, so I am looking to purchase that on PS4, so I do hope that they fix the multiplayer trophies. I don't particularly want to level up completely, but we will see how it goes. Now, as I said, there's not a lot of news. That was basically the main stuff, aside from the other two reviews, which I will be doing very soon. There's not much going on. You know, everything's kind of released now. There's not too much happening. We're getting closer to Christmas, so everything's going to die down very soon. But there's plenty of reviews still coming. We have Killzone Shadowfall review coming, Knack, should be posted either later today or tomorrow. Like I said, Assassin's Creed 4. And, yeah. I hope you enjoyed this short episode. I wish it could have been longer. You can always follow us, Analog Addiction, on Twitter, and JamieAA, which is my Twitter handle. Follow us on the YouTube, which is Analog Addiction Video, or myself, JamieRock50. That's R-O-C-K. Stay tuned, Analog Addiction. We will be continuing to debate the Game of the Year. There's a lot of new awards from Analog Addiction, which we will be handing out. And we also plan to do a Game of the Generation, which is going to cause a lot of fights between all the staff. So, sort of looking forward to that, sort of not. But, yeah, hopefully you enjoyed everything. Hopefully you're enjoying the next generation consoles. And stay tuned for more reviews coming very soon. I would love to have your appearance at the next AA meeting.